This is Sound Ideas. I'm Charlie Schlenker. Illinois' new Invest in Kids program has helped pay tuition for some students to attend private schools in Bloomington and throughout the state this year. But as GLT's Eric Stock reports, the program has long-term impact, and that remains unclear.
Advocates of school choice have praised the program. It covers between 50 and 100% tuition for students to attend private schools in Illinois. The program is paid for by donations, which provide a 75% deduction on state taxes. The state legislature approved the program and capped it at $75 million. Invest in Kids enjoyed widespread popularity at the start. When it was rolled out in January, it received so many online applications, it crashed the system within minutes. According to a report from WBEZ Radio, granting organizations have awarded more than 5,600 scholarships, totaling $42 million. The state received more than 53,000 applications, meaning about 10% of applicants received some financial assistance. Jamie Hartrick, principal of St. Mary's School in Bloomington, says the scholarship tax credit program will help as many as 18 students attend school there this year. She says 15 students have been awarded full need-based scholarships through Empower Illinois, the largest provider, while two other scholarships are still pending and an additional student is getting a partial scholarship.
I didn't know what to expect because I didn't know what the outpour would be from our community, but as soon as they heard about it, it was a huge success. Our parish really values Catholic education, and it just prove that point that it was well needed.
Hartrick says the K-8 school attracted three new students through the program. They are now able to afford the annual $7,400 tuition bill. She adds parents of 36 students applied for the scholarship. She says donors contributed $137,000 to the school, leaving about $124,000 for scholarships after Empower Illinois took its cut. Central Catholic High School in Bloomington has given one scholarship through the program and possibly two additional partial scholarships, Principal Sean Foster.
There were actually a lot more people who applied that wanted to receive that tuition assistance than assistance was available. So that tax scholarship program really did help us, and we're very interested in seeing that continue to grow.
Central Catholic received $16,000 in donations through the Empower Illinois program. Epiphany Catholic School in Normal received close to $15,000 through Empower Illinois. Epiphany principal Michael Luton says the funds provided scholarships for a family of three students who had previously been homeschooled but were members of their church parish, and a sixth grader who had already been enrolled at Epiphany. Luton says families of more than 40 students and prospective students had applied for the scholarships. Not all private schools immediately jumped on board the Invest in Kids program in year one. Officials at Trinity Lutheran School in Bloomington decided to wait a year to see how scholarships are distributed before encouraging parents to donate to the program. Principal Sean Hoffman.
So before we ask our donors to start moving to that direction and donating in a separate spot, we were unsure if those dollars would even come back to the school or if only portions of those dollars come back based upon a different setting of guidelines.
Empower Illinois' policy director Joshua Dwyer says donors may request their money pay for scholarships at the school of their choice. Funds not earmarked for a specific school are divided among five regions of the state: Cook County, the northern counties, north central counties, and central and southern counties. Dwyer adds, as of August 6th, Empower Illinois awarded scholarships totaling $122,000 to students in four McLean County schools. It appears a bulk of that went to students at St. Mary's. Invest in Kids has caused concern for some public school educators who liken it to a voucher system that will cause some cash-strapped public schools to struggle further as students use public dollars to fund their private school education. District 87 Superintendent Barry Riley says he doesn't believe the private scholarships will dent enrollment at McLean County public schools.
I just don't think that that'll have much of an impact on not just us, but others in this community. I just think that because the schools are really good in this county.
While most private school officials will be interviewed for the story say they're grateful for what Invest in Kids offers, they add it's just a fraction of the financial assistance they offer to help students from low-income families attend. I'm Eric Stock.
Invest in Kids sunsets in 5 years unless state lawmakers move to extend it. Democratic candidate for Governor J.B. Pritzker has said he would kill the program if elected.